Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schultz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Schultz. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Seminick and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball towards center. Borkowski settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Borkowski. Fondi moves to second. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. There goes Kluszewski. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. GT fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat bunts in front of the plate. Semenik fields it and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Serena reaches second base with a double. Schultz scores. Baumholtz moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Serena hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Serena moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Serena scores. Jackson moves to third. Fondi moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Fondi scores. Chiti moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bob Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton strikes out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini pinch hits for Ken Raffensperger. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sauer strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Adcock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Adcock. Jackson moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chiti takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Semenik reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rossi pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Semenik moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Borkowski hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Semenik scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bubba Church pinch runs for Joe Rossi. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Bob Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Klusowski strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Serena strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Frank Smith. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Bob Borkowski. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.